Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We had the Christmas party on Saturday night.
You're welcome.
What do you mean?
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great.
No, you're welcome.
See, our plan worked.
For you, it worked. For you, it worked.
Yeah, I got the Elton John book. And it was great.
Yeah.
And I read the sleeve, So I look forward to actually getting into it when I have time. But yeah, I did. I got, Ballsy bought that, and it worked out for me. I bought it. You did not get it?
No, I got some good card game.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah, you did.
One of those,
you got a funny one.
Yeah, like the game.
It's kind of like a Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, kind of. You act it out and stuff. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You started with my gift in your hand.
I opened it up, and the first one I acted out when I got home was horny midgets.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I don't need to know what you do with
horny. I did the whole horns on the head, and I got down on my knees.
Right.
And
that's...
Anyways.
I believe that's a term that's not...
Well, that was what it was.
No, I know.
It's not correct.
That's what the card said.
Yeah, well, sorry.
I understand.
That's what it
said. No, I get it. You know, and it's funny because...
They should make different cards then.
When we have these Christmas parties, we always, you know, the Monkey Mucks get up and talk and stuff.
Which,
you know, it's good. But it's funny because a lot of our radio friends cannot behave. Like, there's just no way. Throughout these speeches, it's like you're sitting there with kids.
Oh, yeah. It's like a teacher in a classroom of six-year-olds.
I literally have to kick people's ankles during speeches.
Yeah. Oh, they're talking and
on their phones.
Yeah,
I know. You and I were caught. Chris caught us.
Yeah,
both on our phones.
Yeah,
and all I hear is "you guys."
Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
yeah. And we put our phone on the
table.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be on my phone right now. But all I am, and I'm texting other people at tables.
Yeah. About the speech, probably.
Sometimes
I was checking NHL scores, but whatever. Actually, sorry, I was checking my stock.
My stock. I'm checking to see.
It was a good party, though.
What kind of dividend I will be
getting.
It was
a good party, though. Like, we had the Owl there, and that's actually not a bad place to have a Christmas party.
A lot of people let loose.
Yeah.
A lot of... There were... Okay, you actually stayed later than I thought you would.
Yeah.
You were there till like, after midnight, yes?
No, 11. I left at 11. 11:05 when I left. And the place is pretty
foggy
well clear.
After that.
Well, I saw pictures after you were singing. You must have did your...
I did Sweet Caroline.
You did?
Of course.
Dolby ripped off a few. It was nice to see Dolby out.
It's good
after
him.
What he's gone through.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he was singing some good songs there.
Yep. And
Brock sang that song again.
This kid, man.
He did it again.
I'm telling you. So Brock gets up and does Young Brock, or Gravy Boy.
Gravy Boy. Don't call him. Yeah,
sorry. What Gravy Boy.
Yeah.
I got to have some respect. Yeah, so Gravy Boy gets up on stage.
Yeah.
With Leah from another station here in town. And they do this. They do Killing in the Name Of. Now, last year they did it, and it's just a bad move.
Yeah.
To sing that song in front of management.
As one of the first songs.
And it says... You know, F you, I won't do what you tell me, right? Yeah. Repeatedly throughout the back end of the song.
Did they do that at the end?
They did.
Oh.
And at least last year when they did it later in the night.
Yeah.
This year, they were right out of the gate. Yeah. I think they were like this second or third song,
yeah.
And I'm just like, what are you
doing?
We all were doing that.
Like, what are you doing? That's a career limiting.
I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah. I like to transfer up the chain. Really? Yeah. You're not going to be doing that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So our house is listed now, and this is the ridiculous.
By the way,
year
pictures look good, man. They look good.
And
looks nice.
So
well, it is nice.
We've
but it
listed
looks nice.
It on MLS, so I'm not gonna give a link or it's on my Twitter. If you really want to creep on my house, that's fine. Go ahead. But it's really weird knowing that a whole bunch of people are looking at our house. Like, it's weird knowing that people can see it online and like see my workbench. And, you know, like, they can see, and I'm talking about the one in the bedroom, they can see, like, the whole house.
Yeah. They could go through your closets if they want. They could look at your. They could look and see how your socks are put in your.
If people are coming, if they want to, they sure could. They could. Yeah, it's weird. It's very. It's a strange,
yeah, but
strange.
It's
feeling.
A necessary evil, right?
It is. Yeah, yeah. Having it listed now is just. It's very real.
Isn't
us.
It?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh man, we really are selling this.
And
place.
Then you kind of look around and you're like, okay, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this. You know, if I was buying a house, I'd buy this house.
Well, and then
wait a minute, I'm in this house.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that moment where when we were looking at the pictures, I was like, yeah. Our house is really nice.
I know.
And I was like, why are we getting rid of?
I
this
know the
thing?
First house I sold, I redid the flooring in the kitchen and stuff, and I was like, you know. I don't mind this yeah. place. I might keep it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, but it still doesn't, the space still isn't big enough, so you got to move.
Right.
But,
well, that's the only reason yeah, we're right. moving out is because it's just not big enough. But it is, it's a very creepy feeling. And it's like somebody's always looking
well,
over your
it's
shoulder
the same thing,
all day.
It's the same thing when you go to somebody else's house.
I know.
You walk in and you go, yeah. geez, I wonder what these people are really like.
Well, and I think about what I do when I go to other people's, like when I look at other yeah. people's houses, I'm opening their closets, not yeah. because I want to see what's in it. It's yeah. because I want to see how much room is in it.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to see how big the closets are and things like that. So I got to keep that.
Well,
in mind.
And you always got to keep, not that you don't, but you always got to keep your house spick and span.
Yeah. It's got to like, be totally it,
oh
clean.
Yeah. Because like I said last week, I walked into some houses and as soon as you walk in, if you see, like I saw popcorn on the floors, so I was like, I didn't even.
Who
there's
keeps
a couple
popcorn on the
well,
floor.
Well, who like, doesn't have their house there? In showing condition?
Yeah.
When you walk in, if it doesn't make me want to look at it anymore, mm-hmm. if I can't get past the first four steps,
right? What the hell?
What yeah. the hell? I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done. Like,
so
I don't care what you got. In there.
We've got it in a mode where it's like, okay, we can have that baby fully clean.
Yeah.
Within like, give us 10-15 minutes.
What do you with the what do you with the baby toys? Because that's a big thing.
You know, I think
because his house, it's basically his house. It's got the
oh,
cash
yeah.
as toys or whatever.
A lot of them we are just gonna leave out. Because
yeah.
I mean, we got a kid.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've taken the real big ones and put them away.
Yeah.
So he's got like a big full kitchen set, yeah. right? We put that downstairs. Yeah. And all
well, if you
that,
get a
so
new
w-
when you around. Get a new house, you got to get a flooring like you got in there because that kid can scoot on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
I saw pictures. Yeah. He looked like
he whips
you know,
around.
That's a thing. You don't really if you want to really dust that thing in a hurry, just attach a Swiffer to his ass.
I know.
And he will clean the floor.
I'm thinking that might be good.
Yeah.
That might help us out
one
and keep the place real
things.
Clean,
yeah,
too.
You need to buy one of those automatic things. Here, yeah. Cash, come here. Boom.
But the funniest thing is we're trying to keep the house super clean. Cash does not know that that's what's going on right now. So yesterday he's eating food. He's like throwing stuff at the wall. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Now is not the time. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, if you've ever been to any public event in history, you've seen a line for the women's bathroom that's way longer and slower yeah. than a line for a men's
and
bathroom.
You'll see it at Mosaic Stadium. Yeah, yeah for sure.
Main reason, because women's bathrooms usually have fewer toilets since the stalls take up more room than a row of urinals.
Right.
Men's bathrooms have an average of 1.3 toilets for every one in a woman's bathroom. Well, a plumbing right. industry group in Hong Kong is heavily promoting a switch to female urinals. They say the urinals would cut women's time in the bathroom in half, and as a result, they'd cut lines in half, too. So how do they work?
Yeah, how do, that's
yeah,
right. I
yeah.
just want to know.
Now, they're like urinals in a men's room,
yeah.
only the women get a disposable cardboard funnel that they can use to kind of aim their stream into the urinal without splashing or a mess.
Yeah.
It does exist in a number of limited places, but it hasn't gone... it hasn't gone mainstream yet, if you know what I mean.
People also have, like, yuck. People also have, you know, bathrooms where it's just a rope hanging from the wall and a hole.
Yeah.
And you hang on to the rope and you poop.
Yeah. That's Vietnam and stuff, place like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, this is not, I don't think this is the way to go about things.
They're saying, though, in the next 5 years, it could definitely happen in North America. We could be seeing this.
Okay. But aren't we, like, trying to... How much garbage is going to go into the dump because of that?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, think of all those urinals. Yeah. You're going to need how many of those things?
Well, would it be plastic? Maybe it should be cardboard.
Like, what, do you carry it around with you?
Well, no, I think you probably, like, you'd get, like, you would get, like, the towels to wipe your hands.
Yeah,
it'd probably
I know.
Be the thing there. They pull it and you go and...
Right, but
whatever
I'm saying,
women do. Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
to go
well,
pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just use the funnel and do the thing and then it would be done. And then they'd probably have a recycling thing. I wouldn't want to be the guy to collect the recycling.
No.
Like, I don't want to be the guy to go into the bathroom after a Riders game. No. You know how the women used to pee in the sink at the old stadium?
Yeah.
Because the toilets didn't work? That was gross enough. Imagine going in and having to be the guy. No, I thought it was bad enough the guy had to change the urinal cakes in our bathroom. The pee crystals.
There are just some things that we men have an anatomical advantage.
Yeah.
And that's just one of them.
Yeah, can now, you let us have that, please?
Right. But, and also, it's can like, we do, that? But also we have it right there all the time.
Yeah.
And you've seen, ladies, you've seen us struggle. Okay? Yeah. You've seen... Yeah. When we, you know, when we go on the toilet, sometimes we sit on things.
So do you use that? Do you use that little opening in your underwear to stick your junk through
the horse?
To go pee?
The horse through the barn.
Do you do that? Do you do that?
Only when I'm in a suit. Like
okay. So weekend. Do we need women's panties like that now? Well, I'm just asking.
I mean, there's shifting that can happen, you know?
We don't need to get into the logistics
behind this. All I'm saying
there's
is...
There's a whole myriad of questions.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We had our Christmas party this weekend, and as is tradition around here, it becomes a karaoke party.
Thought Dolby ripped off a few good songs that
I
heard.
I did My Sweet Caroline, and there were a couple of other ones done.
Chelsea sang Black Velvet.
Yeah,
I thought she did a great job. Yeah. She did.
So it was actually, it's a lot of fun, and Brandy got up there and did a couple songs as well, and then Brock, of course.
Did Mark Johnson from My92 do David Lee Roth? Did I see that on your Instagram?
He did a big jump. Yeah.
Did he do that?
He didn't do a Van Halen song, but
he did the David Lee Roth jump. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he knows that there are certain karaoke rules. And for instance, he knows the rule that if you're doing a song and there's like a little bit of an instrumental in it,
yeah,
you better be ready to entertain during said instrumental.
You can't just stand there.
You don't just stand there with your hand on the mic looking at the crowd. No, you pick that song. You know there is a long instrumental. Your job is to entertain throughout the instrumental.
Right.
So there are some karaoke crimes, and this was actually on Twitter over the weekend, which I found very fitting. Somebody says, no Bohemian Rhapsody. Should not be allowed to do Bohemian Rhapsody during karaoke. The My92 team broke that rule because they did Bohemian Rhapsody later on in the
Who
night.
Who can sing Freddie Mercury? Come on.
Well, and then to have multiple parts like that, right? You're going to have to do the whole thing. No. Mamma mia, mamma mia, right? No.
Mamma mia,
well,
let me go.
Yeah. Couples doing a song together is always cringy. I agree. There are some songs that couples will always do together, like I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Brock and his girlfriend were up there.
Did they do I Got You, Babe?
I don't think they did that one, no.
Kissed by a Rose, I've seen couples do before. With or Without You by U2.
Oh.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Another person says, don't pick the Monster Mash as a joke. Because some people will do that in karaoke. It's not Halloween, but I'm going to do Monster Mash because it's funny. No. Another person says, no Beatles songs. You shouldn't be, they just don't sound, they don't have the right vibe. I disagree. There's some Beatles songs that you can karaoke. I think you're fine with doing like Obla Dee, Obla Da. If you're going up there and doing Imagine, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Don't do Imagine. Rock, and this is another one from Kieran. It says, Rocket Man sounds like it would be easy to sing because of the chorus, but the verses have a very complex cadence. These are karaoke crimes.
You should have sang an Elton John song because you did get the book and the gift exchange.
I did, yeah. I know, yeah. Another person says, Stairway to Heaven. Don't do it. Don't do ridiculously long songs because the last thing people want is for you to be up there butchering a song, let alone butchering a song for 9 minutes.
That's true.
Like, keep it minimal.
Very good point.
If you know you're not a great singer,
yeah,
just probably keep it to a, you know, Blur.
Like Blur song too. Yeah. Yeah, for
sure. A nice 2 minute Woo! Song. Yeah, and then we'll be like, oh, okay, that's funny.
Or like a Rev Theory or something. Hell yeah.
Yes, the always, of course, iconic Rev
Hinder. Theory. I should have done some Hinder on the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Lips of an Angel. You should have. And Sarah says this, and I don't know about this, but she says, oh man, to me, the greatest crime of karaoke is not fully supporting whomever is singing, regardless of talent. As long as they aren't actively being antagonistic. If you wanted to hear something good or something that has taste, you shouldn't have gone into a karaoke bar. Well, I mean, ours was a Christmas party, so
how did yours
really
go?
Have choice.
Did you do that talk, sing song?
Of course.
I saw you, your picture in your suit there. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But So you're sitting there and you got the wine and the drink in your hand.
First off, it's not a wine.
Oh, it was a beer.
No, it's not just any beer. It was a Bohemian.
Okay,
so
you're singing and you're like leaning on the mic stand Lord Downey.
And I was entertaining. Because guess what I do during the intermission. Sweet Caroline, I know there's a little interludes.
Yeah.
And I talk, I banter with the crowd. That's your job.
Hey, you guys having a good night tonight?
No, none of
boss.
That. Mainly me talking about how people are garbage.
Oh, okay.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, are you going to get into it or what? Fun?
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Brock, Gravy Boy.
Yeah, Gravy Boy. Dressing by his legal name.
Our drive guy right now, but usually our evening and weekends guy once Dolby comes back.
Yeah.
Anyway, he shows up at the Christmas party with his date, and they're looking real good. Mm-hmm. And he's walking around bragging about how he went to a thrift store and picked himself up his suit jacket and his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He was expected to pay about $20, but when he got to the till, the shirt and the jacket were $9 combined.
Yeah, right.
And as he's telling me this story, you were standing next to him.
Yeah.
Gravy Boy had the exact same jacket on you did.
Mm.
It cost him $9 for that jacket and that shirt.
Right.
And how much did you pay for that jacket? That Calvin Klein jacket?
Let's not worry about it.
$600.
Okay.
$600.
So I paid, I paid $600 for the whole suit. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the jacket and the pants.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And the shirt was pretty similar too, just different buttons.
Yeah.
You had white buttons. He had dark buttons. It was the same shirt. It's hilarious. He $9.
Okay. First off, mine was, I bought it brand new. I had it tailored, so it's mine. It's my suit. Tailored to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's very important to factor in here.
Yeah. And you look good in it.
Secondly. Now the company shall remain unnamed, but if you open up the jacket, his had the patch of a rental shop on the inside.
Yeah.
So that jacket was previously a rental.
Yeah.
And it was dropped off. So
it's the same jacket.
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But have you ever rented a suit before?
I've never purchased a suit from a thrift shop either.
No, but have you ever rented a suit?
Rented a tux,
a tux, same thing.
Yeah.
Suit, tux, whatever.
Yeah.
How did you treat that tux?
I really didn't care about it.
Exactly. And how many horrible things do you think have been done around that suit jacket?
Yeah.
At least I know where mine has been.
Well, I'll give you that, but is it worth $591 more dollars?
If I don't get scabies, yes.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.